This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This is but one of our weekly broadcasts because we do podcasts throughout the week, and you can access them at drhoffman.com. So take advantage of all that additional intelligent medicine information. And, of course, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, and you will be inundated with useful health info. This hour, eating fish may reduce the joint pain and swelling associated with rheumatoid arthritis. And B vitamins for breast cancer. Also, your grandchild is likely to be as sedentary as you are, all coming up this hour. But let's start the hour on a hopeful note with one of our callers. Our number is 877-726-TALK. Hope from New York. How are you?
Hi. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, considering the alternatives, it is good to be here.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Okay. What's your question?
I have chronic Lyme disease, just found out, 25 years misdiagnosed.
Mm.
And I have a few co-infections with that. I'm bedbound for all that length of time, very sick. And my question is, do you feel I have to go the antibiotic route? Or I've been told because it's been so long and I'm so debilitated and damaged that I can't go alternative, like herbs and natural things,
which
I'd like to do.
Okay, well, you know, interesting question. And so what were the things that were happening 20 years ago that got missed? I mean, what were some of the various diagnoses that you were tagged with before they came up with the Lyme disease diagnosis?
Soup to nuts. Parkinson's, psoriatic arthritis, lupus, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia,
all that stuff.
Name a few. That's just, you know, I was told I had more problems than my doctor's AIDS patient, more diabetes, issues, complications.
Yeah.
I mean, my body really took a beating from this.
Okay, so to your question, there's a wonderful podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Darren Ingles, I-N-G-E-L-S, and he is a naturopathic physician that specializes in the integrative treatment of Lyme disease, and he will concede that, you know, in some cases antibiotics are efficacious, but studies now show that in patients who have chronic long-term Lyme disease, that the benefits of antibiotics, even intravenous antibiotics, are at best transient and partial, and you really have to undertake a program to restore the overall wellness of a patient, and that's where integrative medicine comes in. And so, you know, it actually could be argued the opposite. Oh, you've had it for so long, not that you need antibiotics, that antibiotics at this point may be futile. Because it's such a deep-seated infection. You know, in your case, I probably would suggest that you pursue both pathways, that you go to a physician who's skilled in wielding antibiotics for treatment of chronic Lyme, but also recognize that you got to do a lot more repair work, and there are actually effective herbal protocols. I mean, it may sound like, you know, like a phony alternative to real medicine, but actually herbal protocols can be helpful for chronic Lyme disease. And I don't claim to be the world's expert on this because I refer my patients with serious debilitating Lyme disease to specialists, people who work with Lyme disease on a day-in and day-out basis. I think it's not something that the average general practitioner can deal with. It's
right.
a very challenging subspecialty. It's in some ways like dealing with AIDS or HIV, that you really have to be someone who has hundreds of patients under your care and years of experience to know how to best treat it. So that would be the pathway I would follow. First, get the podcast. Dr. Engel's book is coming out this year, later this year, I think in the fall. And, that is something worth reading. It may point you in the right direction. You may decide to work with him, at least, put him on your team. Sometimes it sometimes requires a multi-physician approach to address this. Have a great naturopathic physician on your team, and have an infectious disease specialist who can and will use antibiotics in an aggressive way to see if that's going to help you. I mean, that's worth exploring.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to go look at his podcast.
Indeed.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, find it at drhoffman.com. Just go back a couple of weeks. All right. Thanks for your call, and all the best to you. I mean, it's terrible because we do see this phenomenon. People who are diagnosed only after decades of mysterious ailments, and it turns out that what the common denominator is some tick-borne disease. They call Lyme disease, like syphilis in the 19th century and earlier, was called the Great Imitator. Now we've eradicated syphilis, but Lyme disease is the Great Imitator. It imitates so many conditions: Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, and so on and so on and so on. And the cause may be an infectious agent. All right. When you're suffering from chronic fatigue, here's a tip. This is part of my program for dealing with chronic fatigue, although there's no single magic panacea for chronic fatigue syndrome, but I always include the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, and that's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores mitochondria. That's how it works. There's a new study showing how precisely it can affect repair in the energy-producing parts of the cell. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging, hence a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It's got the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and you should try Healthy Aging. Or you can take ProPax, which includes multivitamins, omega-3, and healthy probiotics. But whichever form you take, you can find out about it by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's where you can find out the whole story. That's ntfactor.com. It truly is a nutritional breakthrough. Okay, so when we return, we'll talk a little bit about benefits of breastfeeding. We invite your phone calls. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can call us 877-726-TALK. We invite your calls this hour. And the benefits of breastfeeding are well known, and mostly we're thinking of the child because whatever it is that's in that breast milk has a wonderful priming effect on the infant's brain, on their gastrointestinal system because they provide healthy prebiotics, and on the immune system because there are certain immune compounds that you just can't find in formula. So there are even some studies that link breastfeeding to reduced incidence of behavioral problems in kids, increased IQ, freedom from allergies, freedom from respiratory infections, and so on. And in fact, it's of interest that breast milk, you know, we talk about the harmful effects of saturated fat. Well, if saturated fat is so harmful, is so bad for you, how come breast milk contains about 50 to 60% saturated fat, and in fact, contains about six times as much cholesterol as the average adult consumes. So clearly, you know, they tell us in the beginning of, in midlife to avoid cholesterol and saturated fat. When we're babies, nature has provided us with abundant sources of cholesterol and saturated fat. What's up with that? Well, American Heart Association didn't really pay attention to that small detail in issuing their guidelines. But there's some new information about the benefits of breastfeeding on the mom. Yeah, it's good for you, moms, to breastfeed. There are some real health benefits. Some studies show that there is a reduced incidence of breast cancer in women who are multiparous. In other words, they've had a lot of babies and who breastfeed. It seems like the breasts were actually designed for something other than to provide males with an object of fascination. Yeah, they actually have a utilitarian purpose, which is to feed babies, but they're designed to go through changes. Changes where in pregnancy they swell, you lactate, they produce milk. And it is thought that nulliparous women, women who don't have babies, who don't go through this cycle, something gets screwed up in the physiology of the breast that increases the risk for breast cancer. Now, no question, there are women who have many kids who get breast cancer. And, of course, there are women who have no kids who never get breast cancer. But statistically, there is an association. Here is, and this is the first time I've heard this, big study in China, nearly 300,000 women, they found that those who breastfed were almost 10% less likely to develop heart disease and stroke than mothers who said they had never breastfed. And what that may have to do with is the nice synergy that happens between baby and mom during breastfeeding. It's kind of a chill, relaxed time. Those of you moms who've experienced it, I've only observed it, and I've heard about it from moms who've nursed. But a lot of oxytocin gets made. That's the love hormone during breastfeeding. And oxytocin may be beneficial for the heart and the blood vessels. So too is a substance called the endorphins. The endorphins are feel-good hormones that are produced during exercise, but also are hiked during breastfeeding. And so these beneficial compounds may be stress busters and may ultimately help to protect the arteries, reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. All right, this item. Your grandchild is likely to be as sedentary as you are, according to a recent survey. And that may result from two factors. First of all, older adults are getting more active. It's not uncommon to see 60-somethings jogging, going to the gym regularly. But the reverse is happening to our adolescent population, except for a few select elite adolescents who are engaged in very, very competitive sports. But in terms of casual sports activity, there's a lot less. Lack of physical activity, say, is a risk factor for many serious conditions, and the Centers for Disease Control recommends that adults engage in at least 2.5 hours of physical activity per week. But they say that only 1 in 5 adults get this much physical activity. But teenagers fare even worse. Fewer than 3 in 10 high school students get a minimum of 60 minutes of daily physical activity. And part of that is due to the really crowded curricula, where they try to cram a lot of courses into kids who are college-bound, need the credits, they don't have time for frivolous activities, so-called, like gym. But part of it is simply liability. Kids, you know, can't roughhouse anymore. They're afraid of kids' injuries. School systems get really trashed from lawsuits due to physical injuries that kids experience. So the lawyers are out there. And ultimately, these factors result in curtailment of physical activity. And then, of course, there's the screens, the ever-present screens that suck kids in, the gaming, the social media. Scientists divided participants into 5 groups according to age: children, adolescents, young adults, midlife adults, and older adults. And what they found was that of those groups, adolescents were most likely to be physically inactive, as sedentary as seniors. And that's truly scary. Okay. This item has to do with B vitamins for breast cancer. A study reported in the May 13th, 2017 journal Nutrients shows that higher levels of B6 and thiamine, pyridoxine is B6, thiamine is B1, these women had a lower risk of breast cancer. This study was done in older women. They found also that there were benefits to consumption of riboflavin, which is B2, B3 is niacin, and pantothenic acid, B5, and folate and B12. So, you know, we've been concerned about, do B vitamins, do they promote cancer? Well, in this case, study shows that in particular, B1 and B6 have a major preventive effect, and the other B vitamins taken as part of the B complex don't increase, but somewhat decrease the risk of breast cancer. So that's good news for consumers of multivitamins and B complex supplements. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-TALK is our number. And if it's not convenient, if you're in a car or something and too busy to call, you can record a question by going to drhoffman.com. On the homepage, there's a box that you can click on. It prompts you to pose a question, like Karen did. Hi, Karen. Hello, Karen. Are you there?
Karen Romano, and I am wondering if you could tell me how I can bring down my CRPHS cardiac reading. I'm being told it's just a little bit high. It's at 4.7. Thank you.
Okay. So Karen has a very good question, and it's about CRP, or C-reactive protein. Now, there are really two blood tests for CRP. One is a general CRP test, and measures inflammation throughout your body. And the other is something called HS-CRP, which is highly sensitive CRP, which is targeted towards the inflammation in your blood vessels that can lead to atherosclerotic disease. And this is important because we tend to fixate on cholesterol. You know, how low can you go? But when it turns out that inflammation, as measured by your highly sensitive C-reactive protein, may be as important or more important than cholesterol in determining your cardiovascular risk. And so the way it works is that a low-risk C-reactive protein, or highly sensitive CRP, or sometimes abbreviated HSCRP, is less than 1. We'd like to see it less than 1, or even better, less than 0.5. An average risk HSCRP is 1 to 3, and high risk is anything above 3.0. In fact, it's been suggested that for anyone with a HSCRP above 2, that they should go on a statin drug, regardless of their cholesterol, because it turns out that one of the effects of statin drugs, and maybe one of the main protective mechanisms of statin drugs, is that they're pretty darn good anti-inflammatories. Besides lowering cholesterol, they have an aspirin-like effect, although an aspirin will cost you, you know, half a cent. A statin drug will cost you upwards of $2 a pill. But they work as kind of a super aspirin, lowering your C-reactive protein. So, yeah, I guess you could take statins to lower your CRP, but there's so many other ways to lower CRP. One is by eating an anti-inflammatory diet. So one of the best ways to define that is, what is an inflammatory diet? Well, it's a diet that's high in refined carbohydrates and sugar and bereft of the beneficial polyphenols found in colorful fruits, vegetables, and spices. And so if you cut the carbs and you eat natural, organic, unprocessed foods, and you minimize cheap, refined vegetable oils, with precisely the oils that are now being recommended by the American Heart Association, which are pro-inflammatory, like cottonseed, safflower, and corn oil, you're going to lower your CRP. And then, you know, great foods include the ones that are rich in polyphenols and flavanols, like berries, red wine, coffee, tea, and even chocolate. Nuts also have a good effect on lowering C-reactive protein. And of course, fish, which is rich in omega-3s, beneficial. Also, when it turns out dietary fiber has something to do with this. In a study of nearly 4,000 people, the people who ingested the most dietary fiber were found to have a 41% lower risk of elevated C-reactive protein compared to those who ate the least fiber. And that effect is probably mediated through the microbiome, the gut, because fiber feeds good bacteria, and those good bacteria may ultimately have a metabolic effect and an anti-inflammatory effect. So other ways to lower your C-reactive protein, because there's a lot of them. And I summarize here from an article that I wrote in 2014. Exercise. Of course, super intense exercise. You know, after a marathon, your C-reactive protein will be transiently high because of the pounding. But if you do moderate exercise on a regular basis, it'll lower your C-reactive protein. If you lose weight, I mean, simply you carrying, you know, 10, 15, 20 pounds of fat, that fat is pro-inflammatory, and it will raise your HSCRP. So if you trim your waistline, your CRP will decrease. Quit smoking. Well, that's a big duh, because that's pro-inflammatory. Even poor sleep can raise your C-reactive protein, and stress can raise your C-reactive protein. When it comes to supplements, what you should be taking, well, take a multi. It's not clear what constituent of the multi makes the most difference, but individuals taking a multivitamin After 6 months, they had reduced levels of CRP compared to placebo takers. Take magnesium. Blood levels of magnesium are inversely associated with C-reactive protein, so take magnesium. Take vitamin D. Vitamin C reduces C-reactive protein. Take fish oil. Absolutely take fish oil. Take at least 2 daily soft gels of EPA, DHA, my preferred brand, Carlson, one of our sponsors here. Take curcumin. You know, curcumin is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. So too is boswellin. Curcumin demonstrably lowers C-reactive protein in the joints, in the brain, in the gastrointestinal tract. And so these are some of the ways that you can get your C-reactive protein down. And it's not necessary to take, it's, you know, the shortcut of taking a pharmaceutical drug. No, that's not going to do it. Or will do it. But there's so many natural workarounds that it should be easy to lower your C-reactive protein using these natural means. So good question. Thank you for that question, Karen. All right. If you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, or if you want to minimize your medication, let's remind you that the Zona Plus is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's a device, and it's so effective. It works for 9 in 10 people. I've seen it work in my patients. We're getting great feedback from our listeners who tried it. It's a high-tech smart device that you hold in your hand, and you watch the screen to tell you if your grip strength is precisely at the level that's going to help you control your blood pressure. And at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So please find out more and try it by going to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. They have a special trial offer and a discount. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Be sure to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. And I assure you, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Okay, this item has to do with rheumatoid arthritis, and it's proof positive that omega-3s have a beneficial effect on inflammation and can improve the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Any patient who comes to see me with rheumatoid arthritis, and even with osteoarthritis, I put them on a lot of fish oil. But even the mere act of eating fish twice a week, that's a pretty conservative proposition, even if you don't take fish oil supplements, may significantly reduce the pain and swelling associated with rheumatoid arthritis, according to a new study. They looked at 176 study participants. They increased the amount of fish they ate weekly, and as they did, their disease activity lowered. So what they found was, compared to individuals who very infrequently had fish, individuals who had fish twice a week reported less pain and swelling and more active lifestyle, ability to do activities of daily living and exercise. So absolutely eat omega-3 rich fish, but consider fish oil supplementation if you have joint problems, because clearly study after study confirms the benefits of that approach. Okay, our number is 877-726-TALK. And when we return, more intelligent medicine information for you on this weekend.
The best things in life are free. free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let me put a plug in for yoga. This is something that I've been exploring lately. After many sort of failed attempts at getting involved in yoga over many decades, you know, kind of visited in my 20s and again in my 30s and again in my 40s and then made some desultory efforts at it in my 50s, I decided to really hunker down and do it. Because as I've said in some of the articles I've written, I'd much rather put on my running shorts and run 10 miles in a downpour than do a rigorous yoga class, or at least that's the way I felt until recently, because I just felt so ungainly. I was playing to my weak suit in terms of flexibility, and it was much easier to pound it out in the gym or on a bicycle, you know, swim a mile, because those are active and not passive like yoga. Yoga involves some surrender, some relaxation, and frankly, that's not my personality type. But I have been getting involved in yoga lately. I've been trying to fit in a class or two every week, working with a personal yoga instructor time to time to brush up on my technique. And I'll share with you a couple of articles on yoga, because I recommend it highly, even if you're not that flexible. Recently, there was a wonderful article on the benefits of yoga for back pain. In a physical therapy clinic, they developed a program that was modified yoga. It wasn't like contortions or unduly challenging positions, because you look at what some of these adept yogi practitioners are doing, and you say, no way, no how am I going to do that headstand or that frog stand. But just gentle yoga techniques, extremely helpful for sufferers of back pain. And I've suffered from back issues from time to time, and I find the yoga extremely helpful. But also, there's some pervasive benefits on overall health and psychological health of doing yoga. So I'll share some of these with you. This study is entitled The Effectiveness of Yoga in Modifying Risk Factors for Cardiovascular Disease and Metabolic Syndrome. And they looked at health records. 37 studies. And compared to non-exercise controls, yoga showed significant improvement for body mass index, systolic blood pressure, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and it raised high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. There were significant changes in body weight a reduction on average of 2.3 kilograms. Do the math. That's about 5 or 6 pounds. Diastolic blood pressure down 5 points. Total cholesterol down on average 19 points. Triglycerides on average down 26 points. But there was no impact on blood sugar. But there was an impact on smoking abstinence. So individuals who practice yoga are more able to stop smoking and maintain it. And here's another study from Coventry University in England. Meditation and yoga can, quote, reverse DNA reactions which cause stress, new study suggests. They looked at gene expression. In other words, you're born with genes that are sort of a program, but you can alter that program through lifestyle, through good diet, through exercise, and according to the study, yoga. What they found is that people who practice yoga can modify their inflammatory response. They have a decrease in production of what are called cytokines, leading to reversal of the pro-inflammatory gene expression pattern and a reduction in the risk of inflammation-related diseases and conditions. And these conditions include arthritis, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and even depression, because we now know that to some extent depression is an inflammatory disorder. So, you know, it's not just a spiritual practice, hocus pocus. Some people, when I talk about yoga, they go, well, that's a pagan practice, or that's anti-religious if you're following a Western religion. It's just a trick to get people to get pulled into some Eastern religion paradigm. But it's doing yoga is perfectly compatible with whatever religious belief you have. And so yoga truly can be a marvelous accoutrement to your health program, whether it be heavy-duty exercise, great diet, taking supplements. I think it really provides an added dimension to people's health portfolios. Okay, end of sermon about yoga. Alarming study just out. Common household chemicals lead to birth defects in mice. These common chemicals are regularly used in the home, hospital, public spaces, and swimming pools. Well, that's not good for me because I spend a lot of time in a pool. These are called quaternary ammonium compounds. They're used as disinfectants and preservatives in household and personal care products such as cleaners, laundry detergent, fabric softener, shampoo and conditioner, and eye drops, even eye drops. The research demonstrates a link between these quaternary ammonium compounds and neural tube birth defects in both mice and rats. So a particular caution for pregnant moms, try to use clean cosmetics, avoid exposure to heavy-duty disinfectants. This study, of course, done in mice and rats. Is it applicable to humans? Well, I think it serves as a caution flag because neural tube defects may be the tip of the iceberg of a wide variety of developmental disorders, including autism and ADD. So stay away from these cleansing products and artificial disinfectants, especially if you're pregnant. And this item that suggests, and this is a terrible trend, about 1 in 6 U.S. adults reports taking at least one psychiatric drug, if not more, usually an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. And most have been doing so for at least a year. The report's based on a 2013 government survey analysis on some 242 million adults. And this is a concern that 1 in 5 women had reported filling at least one prescription that year. Whites were about twice as likely to have done so than blacks or Hispanics, not because whites are under more stress or distress. It's just maybe they economically have more access to these types of medications. And nearly 85% of those who'd gotten at least one drug had filled multiple prescriptions for that drug over the course of the year studied. So this is a trend that we really need to push back against, because Yes, there's a place for these medications to help sleep, to help anxiety, to aid depression. But so much of what we see out there that is being treated with drugs can be treated with lifestyle, with diet, with supplements, and natural approaches. And I see it all the time in my practice. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program, this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, is about the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. Find them at drhoffman.com or subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. And subscribe to our newsletter. Check us out on Facebook and check us out on Twitter. And make sure that you thereby become a better intelligent medicine listener. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.